We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Has never been talented.
Wow.
That's not true, John.
Brittany has never.
She took the stage, man. That's the thing. She took the stage.
She did take the stage.
You got to give her big credit for that.
She had some skills and gifts and for choreography and things like that. Everyone loved her. I did not love her as much as most, and I'm surprised that you still are on the Brittany, hey, she's got redeeming qualities. Well,
so there's no Britney Spears song that you like. Like, no Britney Spears song comes on, and like, okay, this is pretty good.
I mean,
Hit Me Baby One More Time. Come on, man.
Yes, I'm familiar with the songs. They are catchy songs in some cases. You know, she didn't write any of these songs either.
Like,
all other people write them, deliver them.
I'm not saying she's John Lennon.
Sure not.
No, she's not. Hey, today's Twitter poll question of the day is we broadcast from Borgata. Today's Twitter poll question of the day is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. What is the Armin difference? How about this? It's simple. It's their people. Well-trained, friendly, and caring. Find new roads at ArminChevy.com. Today's question, do you think the Eagles will sign C.J. Gardner-Johnson? A, yes. B, no. John, what's your personal gut feeling?
My gut says yes. My gut says all of this is falling into place. The order of the signings is troubling for us because we want so badly for this whole team to be fleshed out here and now. You know, it's been 5 days.
Yep.
It takes a while to get the right team put together. I don't think that deal for Slay would have gone off if it would have precluded the deal for CJ.
I don't know about that, man. That's a little
Pollyanna?
Yeah, I think so. Because there's at some point you're going to run out of money. It doesn't mean Gardner-Johnson won't be back, but I don't think it's as simple as you just said. Because I do think Gardner-Johnson is looking to get paid big bucks.
Yes,
it's just a matter of whether he will get that elsewhere or have to come back to the Eagles for a little bit less than he initially wanted.
I think the Eagles can feel confident in the fact that that market isn't what he expected to be.
I agree. That's a big start.
So that's a great sign for us.
All right, that is a good sign. John, where do you think the poll results came in? Will the Eagles be able to keep him?
I'm going to say 67% say yes.
Good call by you. 63% say yes. James, this guy is a machine.
It's unbelievable.
We've known him for
years. Sometimes.
Yeah, no. It's unbelievable.
John, you're really on point.
Like on average, yeah, exactly. It's
really
unbelievable.
Impressive. All right, one guy that is back, and he's already back, is James Bradbury. It was a couple days ago. John Clark caught up with James Bradbury, and good question, good answer. I mean, you know, you want to know, like, why? Why are you here? And, of course, money always plays a part. But more than just that, what Bradbury said about, you know, sticking with the Birds.
What were the things that enticed you to stay with the Eagles?
I think there were some of the same things, you know, that enticed me to join the team last offseason. We got a good roster. We got a strong offense. I know we still got some pieces that we need to get on defense, but for the most part, I feel like we have some good young core that's coming back and that's going to be able to compete. And also, you know, the number was good with me. I was good with the number in the city. I love the city. The support that they showed us, the love that they showed us throughout the year, you know, it made a guy feel good. So, of course, I wanted to be a part of that.
And you were offered some more money by at least one other team or two other teams or something like that?
I definitely have some other offers on the table. I don't really want to get into who that was and what number it was, but, you know, there were some other offers, but I felt like Philly was the best fit for me.
John, a little evasive there at the end, but guy's rock solid, man.
He's
rock solid.
He's so smart. I don't know that people realize just how steady an influence he was on that secondary last year. I think it says a lot that the guy got second team all pro in a town where we sort of always deferred to Darius Slay as the best cornerback.
Well, Slay had been for a few years there for sure.
But this guy's so solid.
He is.
And he's so dependable. It just feels like he's always in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
And that's because he just knows better than most what you know, what the looks are going to give him, what the route combos are. He's been around for a while, and you know, that experience has made him a better player.
One more piece of audio, and then we'll get right on back to the phones and drop of the week this segment also. So to say that James Bradberry and Jason Kelce have different personalities, Sean, would be an understatement.
Huh.
Right? These are different dudes. So, man, Kelce just lays it out there, and he is highly entertaining, more so than Bradberry, at least from what we've told, you know, heard from Bradberry. But Bradberry's rock solid. Kelsey's also rock solid, but with more personality. And Kelce did something yesterday that was awesome. People might remember, I'm sure most will, the Mike Gundy thing years ago when he was sticking up for one of his players, basically saying, you know, come after me, I'm a man. James, let's play all those years ago what Mike Gundy had to say.
I'm a man, I'm 40.
And that was only a small snippet of an otherwise tremendous historic.
That's not true.
Yeah, great rant by a coach. And I appreciated he was sticking up for one of his guys. So if you remember how Mike Gundy all those years ago laid it out, Kelce did something similar, changing a few things around, though, to say the least. Here's Kelce yesterday.
Look, I've heard a lot of people say, bring it back if he's cheap.
Yeah.
Well,
wrong thing. One sec.
Oh, James hit the wrong button.
Like, yeah, this is the right one. We're good now. We are good now.
I mean, that's
drop of the week coming up in a couple minutes. That was the beginning of drop of the week.
Here's Jason Kelce.
See, my head coach, you don't downgrade him. You don't come after him for doing everything right and having a press conference about roots. Whoever the tweeter is that tweeted this, he's garbage. Attacking a head coach who does everything right. Are you kidding me? Criticizing a coach over a press conference. Where are we in society today? Come at me. I'm a man. I'm 35.
It's great. It's just great. Because if you remember all that Gundy said all those years ago, it's really good. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494.
Kelce also not the first person to change that last part, as you have.
I'm a man. I'm 44.
Well, all right, I wasn't going to go here, but James, it does bring up the question, did Kelce rip it off from our show?
Probably. I mean, I don't know what else.
And I don't, I'm not, that's not a, I'm not ripping him. Like, I'm applauding him. He then listens to WIP, which you already know he does. Been on the show, you know, a handful of times. Been on the morning show a million times. Devin, do you think was it a ripoff job?
I'm going to say no, because I don't think you need that for your ego at the moment.
Yeah,
but
I think that's a strong point.
But we've been doing it for years. We took it from 40 to 1. What was the 1 and 2? And
was that you in that, like, you said 44. Was that you the whole time just talking?
The 4 is
Gene Hackman.
Oh.
Play it again, James. Play it again.
I'm a man. I'm 44.
That's because Gene Hackman in the movie.
I thought you were
Hoosiers.
Saying you recreated that, and that
how many
was
passes?
You.
How many times are we going to pass the ball? How many? 4. And then, you know, it's, you know, anyway. We already figured out for next year, because my birthday is coming up in about a month. It's going to be Donovan McNabb with, you know, number 5 will always love you. And is it the whole thing, James? Like, are we doing
no,
the
it'll
whole?
Be I'm a man. I'm 45.
No. I think it'll be 5 always loves you.
I don't know.
It's too good.
No,
can't
but
split it up.
But I don't.
Can't split it up.
Doesn't work right that way. We'll
see.
All right,
we'll do a side by
air.
Side.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll figure it out when we get to that point. All right. Let's get to Vince right now. Vince, what's going on, buddy? Yo, Vince.
Vince. Come in, Vince.
Oh, hello. There he is. Hello, Vince.
Hello. Yo,
what's
guys.
Up?
Sorry about that. All right.
No worries.
So. Good. So just on the free throw thing you guys are talking about, I mean, if they can be an active player, he was drafted by the Sixers, and I'm sad he's not on the team. How about Mikal Bridges? That'd be a good one.
Well, yeah, but the thing about an active player, he, you know, does this thing called play in the NBA right now, so, like, he's probably not available in the next couple weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, believe me,
we'd
I love,
love it.
Vince, we're trying to do this. If it was the summer, I hear you. I'm not trying to rip you. I'm just joking around. We want to try to do this during the tournament. And obviously,
okay.
He's actively busy.
Gotcha.
Now, maybe we could get Ben Simmons to represent active NBA players that are inactive.
Joe just wants the easiest competition possible.
Right. You could actually
I wonder about that.
Yeah. Oh, I could absolutely crush him. No question.
And you know what, Joe? I got a.
Oh, his phone.
Oh, a cliffhanger.
About what the last. So,
wait, say it again, Vince. Your phone just cut out. Say it again.
Oh, are you. I'm going to give you a trivia question if possible.
All right, go ahead, man.
All right, so how familiar are you with MMA, Joe?
Just that the initials are M, M, and A. I hate it. I hate it. I can't stand it. I find it tough to watch.
Just try your best. Who's the last Philadelphia athlete to hold a UFC championship?
Yeah. Let's go Brock Lesnar.
Take a shot at the, No. Brock Lesnar. All right. For the movie, I mean, with the Eagles, I hope we keep Gardner Johnson. Great presence in the locker room. He's still very young. But considering where the market is, he hasn't gotten the money he's looking for. It's a good sign if you're the Eagles and you can come in with a team-friendly deal. And if they can get that whole secondary back intact, on top of Greedy Williams.
Yeah, that'd be wild.
They don't have apps.
All right, Vince, give me – well, they don't have apps, right? Vince, give me a great answer, a movie based on a real-life story.
Titanic.
Wow. Now, here's the only – we need a ruling
characters
on this,
characters are not real
right.
and all that.
Yeah. So I actually was going to say Titanic, but it's not a real story.
Yeah, it's not enough. It's not. All right, coming up in 1 minute, 1 minute's time, we're going to get to what should be a great drop of the week. Hey, Jetta Camry here, and let me tell you about my friends at Family & Company Jewelers in Marlton, New Jersey. If you're thinking about getting engaged, and I know some of you guys out there are, look no further than Family & Company Jewelers on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey for the perfect engagement ring. Look, they know what you want, a great ring for a great price with a helping hand to help guide you through that process, and they check all of that box and more. You got to see their showroom to believe it. You walk in there, it is an extravaganza of jewelry. By the way, Marlton, New Jersey and Family & Company Jewelers just over the bridge. So if you're on the Jersey side, great. PA side, awesome. It's all there for you with over 2,000 reviews of 5-star rated on Google. No one comes close to that. Get yourself to Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. All right, Seltzer, should be a great drop of the week this week. Yeah, righty. All right. I thought it started slow this week, but probably picked up as the week went on with drop of the week. Seltzer, what do we got this week?
I'm actually surprised at how much we have to get to, so let's dive in. When I hit the wrong button earlier, you got to hear the beginning of this, but the week started off with a little fire from John Ritchie about Miles Sanders.
Look, I've heard a lot of people say bring it back if he's cheap.
Yeah.
Well, he's not good enough. You need to bring back a better back. Back who will give you more, a back who will break tackles and make people miss and catch the ball. Just catch it.
Yeah, he's not good at that.
And stop fumbling.
I know.
Why would you want to bring that back? It really bugs me.
Wow.
Right?
Wow. The fire.
Good stuff. Guess what, John? You don't have to worry about that, Miles.
You're right. And it feels okay.
Let's keep it rolling. Joe, this was stepped on a bit, but you get the heart of it. Joe said this.
I'm not a woman.
Good to know. Thanks for the clarification there. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Let's keep it rolling. Joe, this is actually ironic.
By the way, can I just say, James, sure. You probably don't have it queued up.
We use that a lot.
It's because I'm a man. And I'm also 44 for what it's
worth. I'm a man. I'm 44.
I resent the fact that you thought I wouldn't have that ready to go.
Jimmy, could you just drop that in every once in a while? Just that cut.
Yeah,
just,
no problem.
I'm not a woman. Just the way he said it. It really is funny.
It's like, very good.
Why are you saying that?
I know. All right, let's keep it rolling. It's ironic because we did the Hallelujah thing today. Joe, another struggling to say a word here.
He struck out like a bunch of guys. It was hysterical.
Czechoslovakian pitcher sounds weird.
Yes, I know.
I can't even say the word.
Czechoslovakian.
I'll just say a Czech pitcher.
That wasn't even close.
I don't even know what you were trying to say.
That's bad.
Can we hear that again?
Czechoslovakian. Can you say that?
Well, you just said it's a probably Czechoslovakian. No.
Nope.
Czechoslovakia. Hold on. It's the Czech Republic. So let's start with a Czech. Let's do like a hockey Czech. A Czechoslovakian.
Closer.
Czechoslovakian.
It gets so
I just love it. You're like,
there.
Well, you just said it so I can say it after we just heard the Hallelujah bit where we said it 100 times.
Yeah.
To you. It's pretty good.
That's a tough one, man.
All right, let's keep it going.
It's not.
It doesn't even exist
anymore.
It's not
anymore, that tough.
Right? It's the Czech Republic.
Czechoslovakian.
Yeah, but it hasn't
Can you do that?
Czechoslovakian.
Wow.
There you go.
Did. That's better. Really good.
So they went down about 30 years ago, right? When the whole part of the Soviet thing
of...
and then the Czech Republic. All right.
Correct. Okay. I've been to the Czech Republic. How about that? All right. Joe, many years ago, we had a koi pond fiasco on the show, and it came up again.
Hey, Joe, what is a koi?
So it's like the little pond thing, and it's like the koi is a part of the pond. That's why it's called a koi pond.
Well, what part of the pond is the koi?
Is the koi like the little green things? The little green guys?
Keep asking a question.
I don't know.
What? You mean like frogs?
Not frogs. Like the little lily pads or something. I don't know what they are, man.
I refuse to take crap from Joe on anything anymore.
I struggle.
You're coming at me for my planet comment. You don't know what a koi is.
So is it the fish? Is that what
yes.
it is?
It's yes, the fish. Joe. It is the fish. Okay, well, it's the type fish. Of carp, Joe.
All right, fish. Thank
all
you.
Right, there we go. All right, speaking of zingers, Elliot Chur Park's a little zinger on Rubier. They were talking about Fletcher Cox.
Oh, this was great.
This is great. Elliot got a little shot in here.
You really think he does? He still sees himself
Yeah, I think
as
he does. Like, I mean, at least that's how he conveys it. Elliot, tell me if I'm wrong. I'm sure you will.
No, I think you're right for once, yeah.
Wow.
Man.
That
strong
is a wow.
Strong word from Elliot there.
That is a wow.
All right, let's keep
all
it rolling.
All in good fun.
We're light on time. You did sing
Torn
again this week, but we're going to spare the audience.
I'm going to say something, James, and you're going to freak out that I'm doing this. Because you're looking for a quick pace. I just want everyone to know, James has been in our ear the last 5 minutes telling us to hurry up.
Well, I got so much to get to. Hurry up.
Okay, so you ready? True. You ready for this? Ready? I still have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have like 13 drops left to play, and this segment is supposed to be over in 3 minutes.
Yeah,
so well, that ain't going to happen.
Yeah,
I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, do your best.
I'm going to do my best. That's why I'm skipping you singing Torn, which was 25 seconds, which you just took up by complaining about it. So let's keep rolling.
6 or 7 that are left.
All right. I got great stuff, Joe. That's what we got to do here. All right. Speaking of this, you said this.
I didn't get girls.
Good to know. Thank you for telling us.
Right. Also not a woman.
That's right. Let's keep it rolling. Your best impression in the history of our show, your Duke from Rocky impression.
Throw the towel! Throw the damn towel!
It's really good.
I don't think you can replicate that either. I think that was just the perfect moment. It came out just right.
One moment in
that
time.
One
good.
Moment in time.
Yep.
And so here's the thing with the whole timing and pace thing, C. Joe. You don't know what I got going on here because you did another weird noise this week, so everyone listen to the weird noise Joe made.
It's not actually a punch. It's a counter punch. But, John,
like, that was a weird noise you just made. This
I couldn't hear it.
I didn't hear it.
Yeah, I didn't hear it. Yeah.
Okay. But the reason we don't have time is because the morning show audience, new audience, has never heard the 30-second master cut of all the weird noises you make, and I have to play it. So here it is.
Oh, boy.
How stupid it is. Where 55, 2 days with the unofficial variety. I wouldn't even, Mike, here's the deal. There, and go! We don't have that. Colin, it's a simple question, but I'm not sure the answer is simple. Kick your little freaking flimsy 3-point field goal. Listen, it became like a little less enthralling.
See? Now, if I hadn't played that, the audience would have been losing, Jeff.
So much squeaking.
I made some weird sounds when I won Beat the Hammer today.
Yeah, you did. Oh, that's coming up. Don't worry.
All right.
See, we got to get to all of it, including, and this is a bit of an extended cut, but it's too good not to play, because you called Howard the Queen and shot him down.
I challenge you to Beat the Hammer tomorrow at 7:45 a.m.
Wow.
I mean, you're a sports guy. Mano y mano, Howard, do you accept the physical
doesn't
challenge?
Doesn't matter. I don't get involved in irrelevance, and those numbers are irrelevant, so I don't get involved in irrelevance.
Are you tucking tail, Howard?
No, I'm busy at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Howard, you are a low-down, scared chicken.
Hey, call me what you want, Joe.
Okay.
You're just going to take that?
All right, a yellow belly.
You a scared chicken.
Yeah, a yellow belly, scared chicken. The
I'm
queen.
Going
he called you the queen.
Oh, my God.
And by the way, I mean that is no offense to the women in the world, who I'm a bigger fan of than the men.
You don't have to apologize to every second.
Them, Joe.
No. I offended football. Them by associating you with them.
Strong, the camera. I'll give you credit there. That
and
was
he
very
just
good
took
work.
It.
He did.
Yeah, well, he had no
very
comeback.
Passive.
He knew he wasn't going to, you know, he wasn't going to accept the challenge. So it is what it is. All right, a few more to get to. Joe, you said this.
Trust me when I tell you, I can stroke it.
Talking about shooting baskets.
I can stroke it.
Free throw shooting.
Cool.
I can stroke it.
Okay. You also said this.
I'm talking about tickling the twine.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Nothing but net. Basketball.
All right.
Free throw. 80% or higher.
Couple more to get to here. We always talk about what a weird guy you are, Joe. And you are. Turns out, Richie's a pretty weird guy, too.
Gravedigger, incidentally, is the name of the Norway rat, the wild rat that I trapped back when I was a senior in high school.
Okay.
And then I did, for my senior project, I crossbred that Norway rat with lab rats.
God, you're a weird dude, man.
I didn't realize that rats can be pregnant twice at the same time.
Huh?
Rats have two wombs.
Oh, God.
They have two uteruses. So they can be pregnant, and they can start getting pregnant when they're like 2 months old.
Weird.
Very weird, man.
So I have to say, I tuned in right at the start of that story, and I was so confused. I was like, what are they talking about on the show today?
Yeah. And he did it.
What did I miss?
For like joy. Like,
no, I did it
ago.
For my bio project.
For his mind, though. You thought it would be interesting.
I did.
That's wild, man.
And it all was.
All right, two more. It's been referenced multiple times. For those who haven't heard it, Devin started the show with a bang.
Did anyone see the moon this morning, by the way? Or I guess no. It was still dark out driving in. Yeah, it was crazy looking.
I saw that 2 days ago. I noticed one of them. And I almost brought it up.
It kind of scared me, honestly.
Was it red?
Yeah, it was really red. And I'm like, oh, my God, is Mars colliding with Earth? I don't know.
I love
how my brain works.
Okay, now that might be a drop of the week. I don't know, but we got a Mars and Earth collision. I mean, I don't even know what to say.
I know, I was like speechless there. I was trying to think of something to say. I was speechless.
Guys, I don't know.
You didn't really think Mars was colliding.
No, I didn't.
You sure?
Okay, so I was driving and
Mars is coming.
But wait, Devin, here's what I don't get. Why didn't you say, if you're going to go there, is Mars colliding with the moon? Like, why did you say, is Mars colliding with Earth?
Well, because you couldn't see the moon. And the moon looked red and it was really big. It was like the biggest I've ever seen the moon. And I don't know.
You got
a
shot to win this.
Too much science fiction.
Yeah, I think you got a real shot to win this. Last one, the only one that could beat you. Hammer celebration weird noises. Here it is.
I mean, come on. It's just getting ridiculous. John, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, another victory. Devin, are you in awe?
Of the noise you just made, yeah.
It's unbelievable, man.
Oh, please play that again. That is unbelievable. That might be my favorite one of all time.
It's a good one.
It's just getting ridiculous. I mean, another victory.
So squeaky.
All right, John, what wins?
Oh, my Lord. Well, I love that one. That was you getting more worked up than I've ever seen, excited for yourself, self-applauding.
Let's
but
give it
Devin,
to Seltzer. What wins? Is it Devin?
I think it's Devin.
Devin seems
man.
Almost impossible to understand, but also to vote against.
I agree. I mean,
yeah,
Mars
really
and the Earth
and
collided,
like, oh,
and it created a red moon.
Okay.
Like,
well.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Once again, not sure if I should be happy to be the winner of Drop of the Week, but...
Hey, it is what it is.
Yeah,
I've been there
honored.
Many times. Hey, coming up at 9:45, time's yours, and more calls as well.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, it is Jonah Cameron, John Ritchie, and we are at Borgata, 94 WIP, our home base every Friday morning. Happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody. Let's get to the Gata door and window into the weekend. You can receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Gata door and window today at 1-877-GO-GATA or visit gogata.com. That's go G-U-I-D-A. com. All right, window into the weekend. Well, it's pretty basic and pretty exciting, if you ask me. We got three main things this weekend from the world of sports to look forward to. The first is obviously more with the Eagles and free agency. And specifically, if we're going to have resolution on the C.J. Gardner-Johnson thing, which I think is clearly, like, I don't think much in terms of the Hurts contract anymore, because my sense is that's going to take a backseat maybe for another couple weeks. Until everything gets settled.
Ooh,
so,
I don't know.
You don't think so, John?
I don't know about that. It feels like the CJ-GJ thing is the last piece, the last major piece
Might
that
be.
They need to manipulate the Jalen Hurts contract
it could
around.
Be. It could be. It could be. So you got that reality. You got the Sixers that are back at it tonight trying to make a push for the two seed. which would be great because it could put the Sixers in position to host in the second round of the playoffs in a series against Boston. And then the thing that's just the annual joy, the NCAA tournament, 16 teams down. Gosh, by the time we reconvene on Monday, another, let me do math here, 16 plus 16, another 32 teams will be out by the time we get to Monday morning. So all sorts of games. Yeah, 32. Do I have that right? You're down to the Sweet 16. Yeah, 32. I think. Whatever it is. Anyway, it's
that
all
is advanced stuff.
It's a little funky.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to reminder time's yours coming up in about 5 minutes. Let's go to Joe right now in South Jersey. Hi, Joe.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and congrats to Penn State and Princeton for moving on in the tournament.
It's awesome. Very, very cool to see those two teams do what they did.
I'm always big for underdogs in this tournament anyway. just want to talk about DJ for a second.
Yep, go ahead.
I think the offer's on the table for him. It's really going to be up to him to come back. I mean, I don't think they're going to move on that, whether it's between $9 and $11 million.
I agree. You know, Joe, it's interesting you say that. I thought of that earlier. I think there's a far – if the Eagles and CJ, GJ link up, it's a far more likely scenario that CJ, GJ brings his number down than Howie Roseman brings his number up.
I agree 100% with that, Jim.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you got for a great answer, Joe, as far as the best movie ever that's based on a true story?
I'm going to go with it's one of my favorite, all-time favorites, Brian's Song.
It's already been said. It's a great answer. Give me a different one.
Lord have mercy. What about The Blind Side?
You got it.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Now, did you like The Blind Side?
Haven't seen it.
Wow.
I've seen football movies.
5 or 10 minutes. Do I hate football movies?
I thought it was a really entertaining movie.
Do you like Friday Night Lights?
You probably like it.
I did like I think I saw it once, and I did enjoy it. I don't remember too much about Friday Night Lights, but Brian's Song's great. Best football movie ever is...
Jeez.
Well, you hate all of them, so...
Nah, it's just they're not as good as some other sports movies. James, is North Dallas 40 phenomenal? I know people talk about
it. Yeah, it's really great, North Dallas 40.
Any Given Sunday, Gus the Mule. Love Gus the Mule. Man, when I was like 6 years old, Gus the Mule.
Rudy.
The trash can kicker, Philly.
Tony.
Rudy might be the best football movie.
Ah, Rudy's so overrated.
It's up there.
I don't think it's overrated.
I know. No one does. I do.
Joe Montana can't stand him.
I'm with Joe Montana.
And by the way, the players literally carried Rudy off in derision as a, I don't want to say a joke, but basically they were making.
They were mocking the
yeah, the
try-hard
guy.
Tradition, yeah.
They were mocking the try-hard
guy,
from practice.
Wow.
Yeah, so. All right, segment we started earlier this week, and I encourage you to do it again. I want you to lean back and listen to me right now. Just lean back in your Regency furniture chair because affordable never looks so good. And I got something to tell you. And I'll tell you this. The world's going to get it wrong, but I'm going to tell you what the world shouldn't get wrong. The Edwin Diaz injury to the Mets closer is so significant. And if you missed the news from yesterday, he is out for the year. It's a torn patella tendon. He's done for the year.
And that's worse than an ACL.
It's a bad one, John.
That's longer to recover from than an ACL.
Wow. And this is a guy that had a 1.31 ERA. He struck out basically just under two batters per inning pitched. He was clearly
that's
the best.
Hellacious.
And here's the deal. The Mets team, well, they do have some very good hitters. There's no doubt they do. Pete Alonso and some other guys. Their team is really based on, it's really sort of centered around three guys. Max Scherzer.
Good job.
Thank you. Justin Verlander. They're two star 1 and 2 pitchers who are both, by the way, ancient. And Diaz. Here's what I encourage you to lean back in your Regency furniture chair and listen to me say. The Phillies, because of this Diaz injury, should jump the Mets for odds to win the division. But I don't think they will. And the reason I don't think they will is because, and James, you noticed this, and I noticed this a few weeks ago, the Phillies were slated at about 88 for an over-under, and the Mets were 95. And I think that was overly ambitious out of the gate for the Mets, but people thought it. I don't think the Phillies will jump the Mets before the season starts for odds to win the division, but I think the Phillies should. That injury is that significant.
So you're saying Edwin Diaz is worth 7 wins?
No, I'm saying Edwin Diaz is worth about 4 or 5 wins, and people already had the Mets overinflated and the Phillies underinflated. That's why I say they should, but they won't. Before time's yours, real quick, James, curious. Do you agree with me that the Phillies should jump the Mets but won't?
Yeah, I said before, I think the Phillies would be better than the Mets even without Edwin Diaz. I'm predicting Braves, Phillies, Mets even before the injury, so I'm absolutely there. I thought the Mets were way overinflated.
Two other things the Mets have going against them that the Phillies have going for them in this conversation. One, the Mets really are based on two guys that are 40 years old. I mean, one's like 42. And look, they're great pitchers. But come on, I mean, at some point injury could set in. The other thing is I think the Mets are going to have a hangover from a fade last year. I think they're going to have a tough time getting back at it with excellence after how they fell apart at the end of last year.
And Jose Quintana's out a couple months, too.
Yeah, they got some issues there. Now, look, Bryce is out for half the year, so it's not like the Phillies don't have some issues, too. All right, time's yours, brought to us by Xfinity Mobile. Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge, a different kind of network designed to save you money. Let's hit it with time's yours.
The hammer's head is getting way too large, so if you don't know sport, please don't call in to play Beat the Hammer.
I think you guys got to retool this thing. Speaking of tool, way to go, Hammer.
The fans want Howard Eskin and the Hammer on Beat the Hammer. Make it happen.
Yeah! To be the man, you have to beat the man. And right now, the Hammer is the man. Woo!
Wow.
Stop calling Beat the Hammer if you don't know sports trivia. Time's yours.
That's great.
You think we'll ever get the Howard Hammer?
No, I think Howard. He's too yellow. It's not about him. He's too yellow belly.
Well, maybe if you keep going there, you can prod him into action. But it's going to be that's a challenging task.
Seltzer, do you think we ever get Howard to step up?
He knows he'll lose.
I don't.
Based on listening to that, it's going to take a lot to get him fired up enough to accept.
Well, that's the other thing.
You're going to really have to get nasty with him,
Joe. I'm so good at it. He's just afraid, obviously.
Gonna have to hit him where it hurts.
Yeah. He's afraid. I agree with that.
Yeah, he's afraid.
I would be afraid also.
Ooh.
I don't want to face you and beat the hand. I'm just being honest. Like, why would I sign up to lose if I'm Howard?
You said if you're you.
Well, I'm glad that I don't ever have to do that. Although I did beat you in the theme song.
Yeah, that was a good one. All right, James, keep it rolling.
$42 million for Slay. $42 million for Slay for 2 years. Even $23 million guaranteed is too much. Ridiculous. Absolutely bleeping ridiculous. Wow.
It was more than I expected. I was surprised.
Come on,
look, let me just say this. Slay did have one thing on the Eagles, though. They were going to take a cap hit if they cut him, right? Help me out here on this, guys. If they cut him and didn't resign him.
His cap hit was $26 million.
So he had that going for him. He had some leverage, right?
I guess you could look at it that way.
I think.
He definitely had leverage. They need cap space, and that was one of the only ways they could create cap space.
They need to push it around to be able to sign guys now. Yeah. So, yeah.
And, James, I think that's why that number is a little higher than we as fans would prefer.
Absolutely agree.
Yeah.
Come on, Joe, just sing it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The camera. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Great song.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm yours.
That's good. So that song, Devin said, great song, was in near the very end of season 3 of The West Wing.
Was it?
Yeah.
And that makes it better in your mind.
Yeah.
It was also at the very end of The OC, for those who know.
Is that the only reason you know it?
That's when I first heard of it.
The guy who was Catholic schooled.
And then I remember Saturday Night Live used it after the 2020 election. No, after the 2016 election.
So when we do our morning show karaoke night, because it's going to happen, you have to sing that song, Joe, so you can prove to us that you know how to say hallelujah.
I will take that under advisement and consider it.
That's not going to be easy. You're going to have to slow it down to make the proper pronunciation.
I don't think you can talk
I don't
that
think
one
you can squeeze
either.
It in.
Yeah, yeah.
And with that,
I think it is undoable by Joe DeCamera. Seriously.
And with that, we definitely shut it down.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, hey, get the calls into Times Yours over the weekend. There's a lot that's going to happen. I mean, some guys are going to be gone from the Eagles. Some guys are going to join the Eagles, NCAA tournament, and more. Call Times Yours over the weekend, and obviously the best calls can make Monday's show. Let's talk to Matt right now. Matt, good morning, buddy.
Yeah, Joe, you're like an idiot savant. You're the only guy I know that can, like, bring up a player's stats from the 1900s but don't even know that Akoya is a fish.
Yep, it's amazing.
Like, I want to drop a box of toothpicks in front of you and see if you can count them. But anyway, yeah. Not
he's
the
got a chance.
Not to harp on this, but I don't think Bo Jackson would be eating a cheeseburger and drinking a six-pack before a game, but I don't know. Hey.
No, he wouldn't, but my point is Babe Ruth achieved all that he did while drinking and eating. No,
yeah,
that's you know what I mean? Like, that's pretty amazing.
It doesn't make him a better athlete than Bo Jackson.
It does make greatness.
Babe probably would have been a great boxer, John. If he okay. wanted to box, he probably could have slugged
sure.
the dude.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
But Bo Jackson is the craziest athlete we've ever seen.
Absolutely.
I mean, I love Bo. I'm just, you know, it's – all right, Matt, we got to start turning two. We got to actually move fast. Give me the right answer for the best movie of all time that is based on a true story.
The infamous Henry Hill and Goodfellas.
Has been said. Give me a different answer.
How about Catch Me If You Can?
Yeah, it's a good answer.
Good answer.
Not going to probably win, but it's a good one. All right, let's move fast. Sean, give me a great answer. What do you got?
Hey, let's go with Miracle.
That's a really, good answer. It's a great movie. To Eleanor right now. Eleanor, what do you got?
I've got The Miracle Worker, the original one with Anne Bancroft and Patty Duke.
You know, I watched that years ago. That is a great movie as well.
So Helen Keller.
Helen
right?
Keller, yeah. That's exactly right.
I think I saw that in school.
Chuck in Havertown. Chuck, what do you got?
Fargo.
Fargo's also
no, he
a
said
good
Argo.
Movie.
Argo.
Argo.
Argo,
that's a good one. With
Argo, that's what
ben
I said.
Athlete. Oh, I thought you said Fargo.
I thought you said Fargo. I think you did.
So I swear to God, I thought I said Argo.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, you definitely said Fargo.
You said Fargo. They're both great. Both great.
Fargo, not a true story, though.
Right.
No, Fargo, not a true story. Yeah. Argo is a true story. All right, Jim and Clemenson. Jim, give me a movie.
Okay, somebody up there likes me, Paul Newman.
You got it, buddy. All right, we got to come up with a winning answer here. We have had James, you can take care of the phone line.
It.
Thank you, buddy.
So
all right, go ahead, James.
I was going to say I have three off the top. But
go for it.
I think it's Goodfellas, All the President's Men, or Raging Bull. Those are my top three.
All right, so they definitely all deserve to be in the finals. Glory, I also think, deserves to be in the finals. I think Brian's Song deserves to be strongly considered. I think Apollo 13 is great.
Yeah, I love Apollo.
James, Devin, what do you think?
Miracle also. Yeah,
Miracle's great.
I really liked Miracle.
Yeah, but it's not Miracle over Goodfellas.
I think Goodfellas.
All the President's Men. I actually, my vote is for All the President's Men, personally.
I like that one.
I'd take Goodfellas over All the President's Men.
I would take Goodfellas over All the President's Men as well, and I also would take Goodfellas over Raging Bull.
So I'm fine with. I mean, like,
so hold on.
Sounds
like we got two Goodfellas and two All the President's Men.
I will capitulate and go to. It was one of my top three, so I'm fine with Goodfellas.
Congratulations to Kurt with the answer of Goodfellas, which is a tremendous movie and a great answer. Hey, everyone, have a wonderful weekend. Reminder, of course, Joe and Hugh coming up from 10 to 2. Enjoy St. Patrick's Day. Let's hope we enjoy the Eagles free agent weekend. We'll see what happens there. Enjoy the NCAA tournament. 16 teams will be left.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.